course, that's for you, Mr. Navy man.
Thanks, buddy.
What ship did you serve on?
USS Kidd, DDG 993.
What is DDG?
Guided Missile Destroyer.
DDG
993.
GDG.
DD.
DD. What's the first stand for?
Gosh.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I don't understand with all of the ships, right? Like aircraft carriers,
AV,
AV, N for nuclear. I always was confused about that, right?
Yeah, I'm not even sure myself. Frigates, you know, guided missile destroyers, just destroyers, aircraft carriers.
Wait, I heard a very interesting
go ahead.
Factoid about
you're Ray Kaplan. You could jump in at any time.
Yeah. Is it true that those the Nimitz only has to refuel once every 50 years?
I don't know that that's true.
It's a nuclear powered aircraft carrier.
Yeah, let's be clear. Nuclear power is where it's at.
Right.
You don't have to. I don't think you have to load up.
They do. Like they have to do like the nuclear fuel rods, but they only have to do that once every 50 years. Isn't that crazy?
That's outstanding.
Mm. Yeah, wow. It's pretty cool.
It's great.
I'm a big fan of nuclear power.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we got the environmentalists, God forbid,
and geothermal. Of course. And
I'm a huge fan of geothermal.
Sure, obviously,
there's still a mark on my floor.
So darn tootin' expensive, though.
Well, it's a good investment.
You're right.
I'll tell you what. My payoff's going to be in another 2 years. I'll have that sucker paid off. But enough about me. 312-981-7200. We can talk about that during Dykstra segment.
Sure.
So Navy man, it's starting to turn. Okay. We're having one of those events here in Chicago. Right. We know that's right around the corner.
And I think we're getting snow tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight or tomorrow. Okay. Which means it'll be 70 degrees for Thanksgiving. Which always happens, right? So we're going to get a gut shot, then it'll cool, it'll warm back up like it always does, and then it'll start getting gradually colder. But the past two or three winters, it hasn't been the Chicago winter.
Very mild.
Very mild in comparison to what we have gotten in the past, right? We made it through December, past two or three years, pretty scot-free.
No snow.
No snow. Then you get to January, February, and you get your freaking teeth kicked in. But listen, I'll take that, right? You get me through December. So, but that leads to you and your team being able to work longer outdoors.
So we're still performing work outdoors, whether it be roofing, gutters, downspouts, siding, you name it, on the exterior of your home. Certainly, we're going to be limited, especially tuck pointing. Mortar needs a little bit of warmth to set and dry.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to do roofing for a while. You're going to be able to do your gutters and downspouts. But let's face it, if you don't have to put on a new roof in January or February, let's skip it and let's go to spring. But get that planned. Prices are going to go up. You get it in. We schedule it. We get a deposit. We schedule you. It gets done. But if you still need things done, gutter cleaning, that's going to need to be done.
Sure.
What about the exterior of your home? The gutters, that they're crushed at the bottom or the ground level or not extended out enough from the foundation? Or what if your roof does need a little bit of maintenance, whether it be just walking around and making sure all the flashings and shingles are down correctly and the caulk is still good? What about your siding around the windows? What about the caulk that keeps the windows airtight? A lot of different things.
Is that something you should have done? How often do you think?
Inspected once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah,
caulk dries out.
Look at how bad our winters are. And then our summers just beat on a house.
Right.
So, yeah, once a year, your house should be inspected.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Just you walking around your own home.
It's tough. You don't know what to look for. Yeah. Oh, that looks good.
I would have
or
to
that
see
looks
a,
bad.
A
or
hole.
The catastrophizing the situation where like, oh, my house is falling apart. Like, no, your house isn't falling apart. That's a screw. Like, we can fix that.
Well,
like,
to be fair to Ray, if there were Gucci purses hanging off her house,
she's looking.
She'd be able to the stitching's off.
Exactly.
It needs
that's
a lock.
True. I have a real eye for detail.
Right. The handle needs a little work.
That's a knockoff for sure.
I can spot a phony.
Yes. I mean, all due respect, not you and my wife, you should go into that profession. But when it comes to a house, Ray can walk around her house 400 times.
Well, and it depends. Obviously, houses come in different shapes and sizes, right? So, yeah, a ranch with a 412 pitch roof, no problem. Everyone can see what is going on with that. But Dave's house, you know, it's a two-story with different cut-ins. You got valleys, you got tie-ins. You can't even see the top of Dave's roof,
you can't.
Right? So how is Dave ever going to know that something's going on with his house unless somebody, and Dave's not schlepping up that ladder to get on that roof.
I can't
roof.
Picture that.
Well, I mean, I want to pay to watch it, I also want him to be like guarded completely and have like bubble mats down just in case.
I got a better shot of parachuting out of an airplane at Palwaukee Airport landing on my roof than me making it up a ladder to my roof.
I would agree with
there
that.
There is no, and when I get up there, there is no shot I'm getting down.
You know, it's kind of cool.
That's
with
the scary part.
With today's technology, of course, our phones, I can bring your roof to you.
Right.
I can get up on that roof and take photos or videos of issues I find that need to be addressed. Even. A drone.
Right. Well, take drone photos.
You have to be careful.
Sure.
With drones.
By Palwaukee Airport.
There's aircraft.
And O'Hare, you've got certain regulations.
True.
Because we wanted to do stuff when we had the party in my backyard. And there was, he wanted to put a drone up, but he couldn't because we were that close to Palwaukee Airport, whatever it's called.
Executive Airport.
Yeah. I think that's what
it's called. Yeah, it's Palwaukee. Sure. If our listeners want to reach out to talk to you more about your services, Michael, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.